Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. We recently released our 8th Benchmarking Public Safety Report, which assesses the performance of Worcester's 3 public safety agencies, the Worcester Police Department, Worcester Fire Department, and UMass Memorial EMS. Worcester's police chief disputed some of the findings of the report. In particular, he took issue with how we ranked Worcester's crime rate relative to that of other large cities in New England. But before getting to that, let me emphasize a few facts about crime in Worcester that are not in dispute. First, over the last 15 years, Worcester's property crime rate has declined by over 30%, while its violent crime rate has remained flat. I think everyone would have to agree that it's fair to compare Worcester to itself. Second, the recession has not had any effect on Worcester's crime rate. Since 2007, some categories of crime are up, some are down, and some have fluctuated on a yearly basis. Not that we should have expected the recession to increase crime. Political scientists have long known that there's no connection between crime and the economy. During the Great Depression, crime went down. During the 1960s, a period of growth and prosperity, crime soared. The overarching trend in America is that crime rates have been falling since the early 1990s and now stand at a 40-year low. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported this year that, for the first time in half a century, murder no longer ranks among the top 15 causes of death in America. Third, due to both the recession and the rising cost of employee salaries and benefits, staffing is down in the Worcester Police Department. But fewer officers has not led to increased crime in Worcester. Okay, now let me address what is in dispute. The only available database to benchmark cities' crime rates against one another is the FBI's annual Crime in the United States report, which provides detailed property and violent crime statistics for 17,000 communities across America. But somewhat confusingly, while providing this data and thereby encouraging comparisons, the FBI cautions against, quote, drawing conclusions by making direct comparisons between cities. The main reason for caution, according to the FBI, is that, quote, crime is a social problem, and the efforts of law enforcement are limited to factors within its control. In other words, just because the fact that there are more murders in Worcester than in Newton last year does not mean that the Newton Police Department is doing a better job than the Worcester Police Department. We took note of the FBI's caveats in our report and did not compare Worcester with Newton, but with its peers, namely other large, formerly industrial cities in New England. But Worcester's police chief made a further criticism of the practice of using FBI data to compare cities' crime rates, beyond those made by the FBI itself. The chief claimed that the FBI data is unsuitable for purposes of comparison because different cities classify crimes differently. Because Worcester has a different definition of aggravated assault than Providence and Boston, one should not use FBI data regarding aggravated assaults to judge how safe Worcester is vis-a-vis Providence and Boston. According to the chief, when benchmarking different cities' crime rates, one should look only to murders and shootings because their definitions are the most consistent between cities. Incidentally, the FBI does track murders but not shootings. The chief argued that because we looked at more categories of crime than simply murders and shootings, the Research Bureau report gave the impression that Worcester is more dangerous than it really is. These questions and disputes arise regarding any benchmarking effort. Who are Worcester's peers? What's a fair comparison? Whether it's a question of fiscal stability, public education, unemployment, or crime, Worcester is always going to look better than some cities and worse than others. On the issue of crime, the Research Bureau's view is that Worcester is in the middle. We've put out an edition of Benchmarking Public Safety in Worcester almost every year in the past decade, and we have always come to the conclusion that, compared with cities in New England, Worcester is safer than some and less safe than others. This is also the conclusion we came to in the 2012 report. It would be more exciting were Worcester to be found the safest city in New England or the most dangerous, but in our view, the facts don't fit. What the facts tell us is the boring conclusion that Worcester is in the middle. It's perfectly respectable to be in the middle. It means you're not the worst. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.